Here you go. Let's see here. There was something in the news that caught my ear.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Really? An ear catcher.
At the moment, I don't remember what it was. But
well, do I need to back through?
Yeah, why don't we back through?
Let's beep, beep, beep through that.
Well, let's see. We've got Cookies for Soldiers, which is always a good thing.
Right, sure,
So, then we have adopting animals.
Uh-huh, right. Then.
That's always a good thing.
Yeah. Vampire bats, which is not a good thing.
Well, yeah, no kidding.
No.
Yeah.
Unless you're shooting them.
Okay.
For the vampire bat huggers out there, that's Tom.
Well,
but hug carefully.
Yeah.
Then we have the rezoning of the manufactured home community.
Oh yes, Spin Feather Acres, right?
In Bryan.
Yeah.
Sad story of some people and adults being removed from the home in Dayton.
That was unfortunate.
Turn on your dead gum lights, you idiots.
Now, I like that.
That's my version of the story about the Department of Public Safety.
I was thinking. Now that's it. Do you think that maybe we should mandate a day-glow stripe on every car, no matter what color? You know, just a day-glow orange stripe or day-glow yellow stripe.
You know, I guarantee if we started with all cars that were above $45,000 in retail value, then the headlight problem might get solved pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's true.
But then again, no, actually it wouldn't, because most of those already have day-running headlights.
Many of them do.
Many of them do.
But some, for instance, I don't think Chrysler products do that. General Motors does, and of course there's some others that... companies that are based not in the United States that do that, but...
My wife's car does it, but my pickup don't.
That's right. As I've said before...
There's a country song right
there. I know I'm coming, so hey.
Yeah. As I've said before, if you've got to turn on your windshield wipers, why not turn on your headlights? I mean, would it hurt? Would it really, really hurt? But anyhow. Yeah, that's... I was thinking that. What do we do? Because, you know, we've got these gray cars, and we've got these... I don't know, sand or taupe or whatever it's called cars. Like every ninth GM car is that color. Okay. I can say that because I got one.
Well,
but
because
I mean,
it's neutral. It's easy. To, it's fairly easy to move, I think, in terms of selling. And
so, but I mean, it's also difficult to see sometimes.
I would agree.
That's why I think yellow and green cars, everybody also ought to drive those.
But I've also noticed that General Motors, and I don't know if they've done anything to address this or not, General Motors, the daytime running lamps on a lot of, when they first came out with it, and you still see it now, the shelf life on those bulbs is not tremendously long.
Something's wrong.
You see a lot of one-eyed General Motors vehicles driving around in the daytime.
I agree. I don't know if they fixed that, but you're right. It seems to be a problem that is very, very prevalent.
And I'm guessing there's not an alert in the information center to let you know that that light is out, because the sheer number that I see driving around. Because anything comes on my dashboard drives me crazy.
Really?
I'm just retentive enough. It has to be addressed right then.
So in other words, you've never heard the beep of the buckle your seatbelt, idiot.
No, I've heard that before.
Okay, but that's got to drive you nuts, because that's got a little flashing light or something.
Well, mine just stays on. Now my wife's car will bark at you.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, if you
really.
Yeah, because you know if you unbuckle too soon, it will bark at you then, and then if you haven't buckled, it will bark at you again. So
if you hello.
Here's a news flash. Have some cops do their jobs and pass out some tickets.
Well, you know.
All righty then.
There you go. Very good. That was none of the three of us.
Now, what do you mean? What do you mean if you unbuckle it too soon, it barks at you?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes I get a little close to the house and I'm a little antsy to hop out.
So I just go ahead and unbuckle before
we actually turn into the driveway, and it'll beep beep at
really?
Me.
Really? Yeah. I'll never unbuckle early. I'll buckle late though. Sometimes, like, you know, when I'm heading down the road, maybe. I know.
Look how far out in the weeds we got, really pretty
quickly. I know.
Quickly.
Yeah, I'll do that all the way to parking illegally in front of the store.
No, I just everybody's
I do it when I park in a spot that says it's reserved for parents with small children, which I have small children, but even if he's not with me at the time, then I feel like I can still park there because I still meet the qualifications.
Take a blow-up doll with you, carry it under your arm.
Yeah. Hey,
that won't attract any negative attention at all.
No, take it into the store with you.
Right.
Preferably
take it into a daycare.
Yeah, prop it up on that grocery basket.
Hey, everybody. Let's see what this one is. Hello?
Yeah, I used to have a car that would proclaim that my door was ajar. I'm like, no, it's not. It's a door.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. You're right. That's exactly right. But there is one of the General Motors products now, if you leave your blinker on too long.
Uh-huh. It'll beep with you.
It will.
Oh, is it a Buick?
Yeah.
That was me.
Yeah, yeah. It'll play a little tune. Like, I think that you can hum, "Hey, stupid, turn your blinker off."
Like that, anyway.
Yeah.
Well, you had to know that this was going to be brought back, and we'd be reminded how Stephen Chu, even before he became Energy Secretary, back in 2008, and he is now, of course, Energy Secretary, had said, he told the Wall Street Journal, quote, "Somehow we have to figure out how to boost the price of gasoline to the levels in Europe." Ta-da! We're getting there. Yeah, that one was rolled out yesterday by Nudie Poo to remind everybody that gas over there is like $9 or $10 a gallon. All that because, obviously, as we discussed yesterday, and it did bring a little rise, you know, the gas prices are going up.
Are they really?
And Jay Carney, this is shocking, Jay Carney blamed it on the Republicans yesterday. Just want to let you know about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Jay, you're doing your job, buddy. Yeah.
And of course, Jake Tapper, got to like Jake. He's out there, you know, punching at him, going, "Well, how can you blame the Republicans?" And he said, it's all about the Keystone XL pipeline because the Republicans wanted it approved much faster than the government could because there's a process, of course, and the process has to be followed. And so you have to blame the Republicans. And of course, Tapper called him on that and said, no, don't make this political. So,
well, and that's the beautiful thing about Tapper is he's fairly apolitical.
Yeah,
he's kind of like just a voice of reason, which is refreshing and rare.
It is. But nonetheless, they're going to make it political. And here's the deal, though. I mean, as long as you're talking about things like gas prices, then you're really not talking about the economy. So that's got to make the president feel pretty good. Now, of course, we have a race for president coming up, and we have a debate coming up. I think, is it tonight?
It is tonight.
The 724th debate.
We have so much going on tonight.
We do. Yeah, what else is going on? Oh, we've got basketball.
We have basketball.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And that's just the stuff we know about.
Right.
Other stuff that we don't even know about that's going on. But one of the people who's running for president in Michigan, one of the states that the vote is in, is in Michigan. And, of course, Mitt Romney has been spending some time in Michigan.
Where he was born.
Where he was
born. His birthplace.
Is it exactly right?
That's right.
And in speaking to some Michiganders the other day, honest to goodness, these are the comments of Mitt Romney about why he loves Michigan. Okay, here we go. This is a guy who wants to be president of U.S. America. All right.
I was born and raised here. I love this state. It seems right here. The trees are the right height. I like seeing the lakes. I love the lakes. There's something very special here. The Great Lakes, but also all the little inland lakes that dot the parts of Michigan. I love cars.
This guy wants to be president.
I know.
One more time.
I was born and raised here. I love this state. It seems right here. The trees are the right height. I like seeing the lakes. I love the lakes. Just something very special here. The Great Lakes, but also all the little inland lakes that dot the parts of Michigan.
Yeah, parts.
I love cars.
Get it wrong. Wait, quit Smith and Blue.
Notice he was trying to come up with that word, and he came up with parts.
Yeah. Parts is parts.
Parts. Yeah. Stephen Colbert ran that same clip the other night, and he had a lot of fun with it.
Well, again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Michigan has little lakes.
Little
they
lakes.
I just love it. They have little lakes. And they're trees. What is the right height for a tree? Okay? Because I'm thinking me and an NBA player might think that the height of a tree is not correct.
I can't touch it.
Again.
I was born and raised here. Yeah. I love this state.
Yeah.
It seems right here. The trees are the right height.
I like
lakes. Wait a minute. Elect me president. I'll make sure trees remain the right height.
They are the right height. But I like the way he kind of softens when he says, "I love lakes."
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was born and raised here. Right. I love this state. It seems right here. The trees are the right height. Uh-huh. I like seeing the lakes. I love the lakes.
I love
There's
the
something
lakes.
Very special here. The Great Lakes, but also all the little inland lakes that dot the parts of Michigan.
Parts.
I love cars.
I love cars.
Well, that's good because the president loves pie.
Oh, wait, I got that for
I
you.
I love cars.
Okay, wait. I got it. All right.
Let me put colleges and universities on notice.
Oh, no, I've erased it, as a matter of fact. I used to have Obama saying pie, but it's gone now.
I've got I'm trying to pull up the Colbert audio.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, all right, yeah, now we got to. This was going to make us listen to the commercial.
This was from Monday. This is from Monday.
We don't have time. Don't.
That's right. We're up against the
break.
Yeah, we're
up against. But I mean, again,
I'm going to listen to it anyway.
I was born and raised here. I love this state. Yeah. It seems right here. The trees are the right height. I like seeing the lakes. I love the lakes. There's something very special here. The Great Lakes, but also all the little inland lakes that dot the parts of Michigan.
Just like you little people.
I love cars.
Yeah. Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with